Next, on This Morning in the Amazon, Llewellyn Monteverdi, a resident of that region, will report live from Brazil. Each week, Llewellyn updates our listeners and entertains them with antics in the Amazon. And it's just about that time. Good morning, Llewellyn.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Llewellyn Monteverdi, and I must admit, I just woke up. I'm still in my PJs and just about to make coffee. I wish you could see this view from the screen door. We look right out onto the canopy of the rainforest. Oh my goodness! You are not going to believe this. I must have left the door open a sliver last night. Army ants are streaming into my kitchen. They're just making themselves at home like they own the graying linoleum floor. Honey, there are a lot of army ants coming in the back door. Probably still asleep. I guess there's nothing to do but watch. From a safe distance, of course. I'm no scientist, but these little guys certainly look interesting. And let me tell you, I've heard horror stories about army ant stings, and I don't want an entire colony stinging me. They're just scurrying along in a column. It looks like, at some point in the column, branches of ants break off from the larger column and head in different directions. And then these smaller columns rejoin at the front, creating a thick band of ants. I suppose they're looking for food. Seems efficient. I'll have to Google this later. There's such a flurry of activity within this swarm of ants, it seems like nothing can get accomplished. I mean, I guess it does look like some ants are moving forward and others are headed backwards. And the ants moving backwards are carrying bits of other insects. Ew! Looks like a spider leg in the body of a wasp. Oh, I just saw a wasp in the bathroom last night. Fantastic! I won't have to clean for a week!
Here he comes, my sleeping oaf of a husband.
Don't you notice anything different about the kitchen?
There seems to be a swarm rate of Eciton Burchelli. Nothing to worry about. Just hope they don't bivouac in the house.
My husband, a know-it-all biologist who studies mating patterns of social wasps.
This is fascinating. Come, have a look at this. The ants struck gold. They found a group of crickets close to the kitchen sink. Look how the ants work together to conquer that big insect. All the minor and medium workers continually bite the cricket until it is completely dismembered. Then they carry it back to the queen and larva.
Interesting. Should I be worried about the kitten in the laundry room?
Ah, the crickets will keep them busy for a while.
And what's a bivouac anyway? Maybe I do want to see one.
Trust me, honey. The last thing you want to see is nearly 2 million army ants hooked together dangling from a tree.
What are you talking about?
The bivouac! Each night, after many hours of raiding, the ants actually become their own nesting site. The worker ants have special hooks they use to join their legs together. Layer upon layer of ants are joined until a thick, elliptical, oval-shaped mass is formed. Inside, the queen and the larva and pupa are protected from predators. Outside, the worker ants rest after a long, hard day of work.
Well, that's certainly something I don't want to find in my living room. They couldn't dismember me, could they? Well, that's all the action that's happened in my Amazon home today. Guess I'll just settle in and enjoy the ants marching.